Parshas Kisese, the beginning of the parsha talks about Parsha of Yifas Toar, and really I want to delve into the status of the Yifas Toar. We'll see, there is a lot of this the Ramban in the Parsha Yifas Toar. You have the copies at the end of the sheets. I tried to highlight the parts that are most relevant. The Ramban goes through a lot of it. The Ramban also has a lot of sfeikus over what's going on in the Parsha. And also a lot of what I'm going to say is coming from a Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, one of the Achronim, and Semen Mem Gimel. It's also in the packet. The sugyos of Yifas Toar, there's one in Kiddushin, that one we're going to see. There's one in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin that we're not going to see. And also comes up a little bit in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, which we'll see. The main thing I want to do is discuss a Machlokas Rashi and Tosos over how to understand, again, her status, when things are Mutter and Usser. There's different opinions that we've shown them, but mainly to focus on what comes out of Shitas Rashi. It's really, really interesting how to understand the status of the Yifas Toar. So just let's read the Psukim and a few of the Rashis inside. It's the beginning of the Parsha. So it says, when you go out to Milchama, as Rashi says, Milchama Sarashus, and Raisa Bashivya Eshes Yifas Toar V'chashaktaba, you have a Cheshek for her. As some of Farshim say, it's only when you have a cheshek is when there's a heter, not stam. V'lakachta l'chol l'isha, and you take her for your wife, which we'll see in the Gemara that that's meant to be taken quite literally. V'havesel toch beisech, you take her back to your house. Also, we'll see when that applies. Gilchas roshav asat tiparneha, so shave her head, and either machlokas in the Gemara, nivamos, if you let the nails grow, or if you cut the nails. But the point is, you go through all of these actions. There's 30 days that she's crying over either her literal parents or a Avodah Zarah because she misses it. And afterwards, again, the pasuk says that then again there's Bia, and then another reference to Isha's Vaisal Lechol Isha. Then the pasuk says, if at that point you decide that you don't want her, so you send her off to your way, v'shilachta l'nafsha, more or less that's the parsha, and it's not very clear what's happening, when, and what her status is. Just to read a couple of the Rashis on the Psukim, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'lakachta l'chol l'isha, famous line of lo dibra Torah ela k'neged yetzer hara, what does it mean that the Torah here is responding to the Yetzihara, Shemina Kosh Baruch Hu Matira, because if Kosh Baruch Hu wasn't to matir this woman that you find in the Milchama, Yisaena Be'iser, you'll marry her Be'iser, which I think the main idea is that you'll be Bo Aleha Be'iser, it's not Nisuin per se. Avalim Nosa, but nonetheless, if you do decide to marry her, and we'll see later what that means in Nosa, Sofa Leos Sona, you'll end up hating her. Shenem Marachar of Kisien Ali Ish Neinoshim. The Smichas of Parshias is Kisien Ali Ish Neinoshim Achas Avuva Achas Nuah. So that's the wife that you're going to hate. Vasofa Laholim Mimena Ben Sora Morin. As the Parsha continues, you'll have a Ben Sora Morin from her. Then it says, Rashi says, the next Rashi that says, Ashes Yifas Toar. What's Ashes? Afilu Ashes Ish. Even if she is married to another goy, you still have this. You still have this heter to be with her. Okay. That is some of the psukim.
It's not even about ishesesh. It's only because of, like, the kedushin. Non-Jews don't have that.
The status of non-Jews in kedushin, it's different than Yisraelim, but they do have ishes.
Isn't there a thing, something that there's never been a Ben Saramar?
Yes.
So there's never been this situation? Because Rashi is saying, like, if you do this, then this is going to lead.
Interesting point. There are other Rashis. First of all, it's Machlokas in the Gemara. And I don't know how much to make Lashitas with Rashi al Torah, but there is another Rashi al Torah that. Rashi al Torah never quotes Ben Sor Mora Lohayav Lo Nivra. And similarly, one of the things the Gemara says is Lohayav Lo Nivra is nige batim, the goyim on batim. And yet Rashi brings the famous medrash that when we get the houses from the Canaanim in Eretz Yisrael, they have gold hidden in their walls and through nige batim. So I don't know if to make shitas Rashi that we don't hold like that here, but yes, this is lechora, this is going with the idea that lohaya lo nige. Okay. In any case, so you have a Gemara and Kiddushin here on the next page. So first, okay, just to say outside, we're going to come back to this later. The Gemara has a suffix about a Kohen with the Yafas Tawar, and the Machlokas Amoraim, if the Shaila is be a Rishona, be a Shnia, but the basic thing that comes out from there, the basic idea is for be a Rishona, there's inherently a heter because of the svara of lo dibra Torah ela kenegad yetzahara, that the Torah is aware that for bia rishona you're gonna have a cheshek, so there's a heter. By bia shnia, the Gemara already calls her a giores, which we're gonna see about that very much, and a kohen can't marry a giores, so that is the potential problem. Okay, that's a separate discussion. We'll come back to that. The second to last line in Gemara in Kiddushin, Tan Rabbanan v'raisa b'shivya. B'sha shivya, okay. Eishes v'afilu eishes ish. That's the drasha that Rashi brought. Yifei toar lo dibra Torah l'kenegi yetzahora mutav sheyochlu Yisrael b'sar tamusos shchutos ayochlu b'sar tamusos nevelos. It's better that she basically should be mutter, even though it's like a shchita misukenes. It's not a normal, like you have a buser which is just didn't have a regular shchita to it, the animal, it's basically a disgusting kind of animal. That's better than having a nevela, which is asar. Okay, so that's the demyon. The Gemara continues, and darshan's rest of the psukim, v'chashakta, afpish en anoa, bo, v'lo bo, v'chaverta, etc., v'lakachta, likuchen, yesh lecha bo. V'lakachta, likuchen, yesh lecha bo. There is a concept of likuchen with her. And the last drasha is v'hevesa melamit shelo yichatena b'machama. When you bring her to your house, there is a din that you shouldn't force her in the milchama. What does that mean? So look at the Rashi on that. Shelo yichatena b'machama lavo aleha. You can't force her in milchama to have bia. So what does that mean? So Tosos understood Rashi. Look at Tosos. Kedushin chav beis ma'alef. Tosos shelo yichatena b'machama perish b'kuntres. Lovo aleha. Mashma mitoch perusha sounds like from Rashi that what? The b'mechama also lovo aleha kolikar. B'shas mechama you can't be bald out. V'afilu bi'a rishona in the mutter ad liachar kol ha'maisa. L'chora, why can't... So you can't be bald out b'mechama. So the heter, Tosus understood within Rashi, is only after kol ha'maisa, which means after you bring her back to the house, and the month, of the nails, and the hair, and the crying, all those things to make her disgusting. You still want to have bia with her, that's when you have the heter of bia rishon. And that's how Tosos understood Rashi of shelo yichatzen b'machama. And Tosos then asked a big question, v'teima, imke mai ka'amar, what's shot in the Gemara that says lo dibra ela keneged yetzahara? If the Torah is addressing the yetzahara, this is not really addressing it. Because kevin de b'machama usher, if according to Rashi you come out that you can't be ba'al ed b'machama, ad sheyavu lebeiso, uliyacha kol ha'maisim, heich nespayes yitzro, how are you taking care of your yitzro bekach? Akati ike yetzahara b'machama. If you have to wait the whole time, you're not addressing the Yetzer Hara. So Tosus later on answers that since you know you'll have her later time, you have Pas B'Salo, so that's Mevatel Yetzer Hara right now, B'Melchama, that's what it means to Libertura can get Yetzer Hara, that right now there's no Yetzer Hara because you know you'll have her afterwards. Okay, very nice. There's other answers out there for Rashi, and we'll say our own at the end. Some Achronim say that Rashi holds like the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, we're not going to see this inside, the whole, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Melachim is where the whole discussion is. Rambam learns that the Bia is Mutter Miyad. You don't have to wait for to do Achar Kol HaMaisim Kulam after the whole month. But it's not Mutter Bel Mochama. You have to bring her to Makom Tanua Toch Ir, Toch Beisecha. Okay.
So before shaves the heading.
Before all that's still fine. It's just it can't be Mokum Parhesia and Milchama.
But you have to wait till the war is over.
No. You have to in the Milchama.
It can't be in the place of the war, but in the right. War times.
It's not in the white flag, you know. Anyway. Right. Like, so now so let's read Rashi like that. So then Rashi reads Kipshuto. You can't force the Milchama to be there. But you could have it still immediately And then Tosfos Kashya and Halakasha, of course, because then still, then it makes sense, Lo Dibur Torah Kenegad Yetzer Hara, because then what's being addressed is that the Torah is mattering her miyad, okay, and the Yetzer Hara, and otherwise you would have Yetzer Hara, now it's okay, right now. Rashi himself is very hard to say this pshat, because turn the page for a second, Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph, is mashma like Tosfos Tak understood that the heter is only after Kol HaMa'aseh Kulam, because Rashi, there's two Rashis here, the Ramaschil Tamar, we'll see about this. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara says you have Tamar and Amnon. So Amnon was one of the sons of David, and he didn't do good things. He very much wanted Tamar, who was Avshalom's complete sister, and also a sister to Amnon. And but the Gemara assumes that as bad as Amnon was, he would not have been over the Isser of Achosa. So the Gemara says that Tamar must have been a Bas Yafas Toar, because if not for that, then she would be brothers with Amnon, and that wouldn't be Mutra. So it must be she was a Bas Yafas Toar. So Rashi here says, both these Rashis are very important, Tamar, Achos Avshalom Bas Yafas Toar Haisa, so her mother was Yafas Toar, Kodem Shenisgayra Belev Shalem Mo'ocha Imo Yolda Lola David Es Tamar, so before Ma'acha, who is Tamar's mother, David's wife, before she was Niskayr Belev Shalem, is when David and her had Tamar. So it's mashma that there was some level of Geiros. That's not going to happen right at the Milchama or right when you took Beso before Kol HaMa'aseh Kulam. Whatever this Geiros is, this non-Lev Shalem Geiros, Bipashtus is after she denies her for the Zara, and there's some. Yeah.
How do you know it's with the Bia Rishona?
That Tamar was born to be a Rishona?
Yeah, you're saying that. She
was a Yoresh Shlema, then the Gemara wouldn't read, because then they would still be Achim. We'll see about that in a second. Let's read the next Rashi. Mi have Sharle El Shma Mino Adayin Lo Niskay Re'imo. It must be that, like you said, she wasn't a Yoresh Shlema Keshelata when she gave birth. The mission says, "Vlod shifcha v'kusis misro, ain lo korvas av." A kid that comes from a goya and a Jew, so there's no shaychus to the father, and she goes after the mother. So Rashi himself says here that this heter by Tamar, that her mother was Yafas Tamar, her mother went through some level of geiros. The second Rashi says lo niskayra. The first Rashi says lo niskayra b'leiv shalim. So it would be difficult to say that Rashi holds like the Rambam that there's a heter bia rishona immediately. This Rashi is really mashma the way Tosfos understood Rashi, that it's only achar kol ha'maisim kulam is when there's a heter. And we'll come back to this very much as well. Another approach to answer Tosfos' kasha on Rashi is a little bit dochik, but when Rashi said lo yochatzena b'mochamo lavo aleha, really it means bia shnia, not bia rishona. Really, Rashi holds the Gamri like Tosfos. You have a heter bia rishona bil mochama. What does it mean? Don't force the mochama lavo aleha. It means legamri. It means for good. It means biyashnia ve'eloch and continual. But really, bia rishona would be a heter. Some rishonim taka learn that way in Rashi. Although obviously the pashut mashmaos of Rashi is not mashma that way. So Tosfos has his kasha. If there's an iser bia bil mochama, so then what's lo dibur Torah keneged yetzer hara? Okay. Another question Tosfos asks here is, again, from the Gemara with Tamar and Amnon. If the heter bia is only after Geirus, like Tosfos understood that achar kol ha'maisim kulam, Tosfos understands there is Geirus which is happening, even though the Torah does not mention this. One of the very interesting things here, Rashi keeps mentioning Geirus, and Tosfos also understands that after all of these actions, there is Geirus, whether it's, I don't think it's Memela, because that would be like a new Chiddush, that you could do Geirus just by bringing her into the house. I don't know. The Ramban mentions that you make her do Tefillah. Okay? So there is Geirus. So if there is Geirus, so Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, how do you read the Gemara with Amnon and Tamar? We need it to be that Tamar and Amnon are not brother and sister. because the Gemara says that the Gemara assumes that Amnon would not be with Tamar if they were siblings. And great, Rashi is trying to say that she's Bas Yifas Tohar. Very nice. But if according to Rashi, the Heter Bia Rishona is only after Kol HaMa'is Mekulam, which is defined by Geirus, then Tamar is a complete Jew. They're complete siblings. And how does Rashi read the Gemara? And by the way, it makes sense that Tos assumes there's Geirus, because if there's no Geirus, that means she's still a Goy. If she still is a Goy, basically, why would Rashi hold that there's an Isser Bia Bil Milchama? Maybe because she's still a Goy. So we need her to do Geirus. It's mistaber the way Tosfos is learning Rashi that there's an Isser B'Shas Milchama. We need to go after Kol HaMa'is Mekulam to bring her into Geirus. But if so, how do you read the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tamar is Mutter to Amnon, L'chora their brother and sister?
What, if that's true, then what's the whole Chiddush of the Isser B'Shas Torah? I mean, you're saying it's only Mutter after you were Megayer her. So
No, that was Tosfos' first question, correct. Well, no, I'm sorry, that was not Tosfos. First question was Lo Dibra Torah, can I get a Hazor? But yes, this is also a question. I don't remember if Tos was asked here. Definitely the other Rishonim ask. Correct. If she's basically a Pasha Gioris, what do you need the whole Parsha for?
You're
correct.
Kind of forcing her to become a Gioris, though.
Well, either she is or she's not.
Very good. The fact that you can do Geiris Bal Korcha is what the Maknin says.
That's like a wild
that's
concept,
the even. Yes, very much so. Very much so. We'll see about the Geiris Bal Korcha. Now, again, just to speak this question from Tosfos out. Masha Inkein, Tosfos holds that there is a Heter Bia Bil Milchama. So according to Tosfos, we understand what's happening. That if you're born on the Yifas Torah Bil Milchama, so she still is a Goy, and the kid goes after the mother, the Goy, and therefore Amnon and Tamar would not be siblings. Okay? So Tosfos themselves answer for Rashi. Again, according to Rashi, that the Bia is only Mutter Acher Geirus, so Amnon and Tamar are Achim, so what's the Gemara saying? That Amnon was Mutter to Tamar, L'chora there's an Isser. So Tosfos himself answers, so again, in Tosfos' world there's no problem, because the Yifas Torah is still a Goy when you're Baal Le'Bil Mechama, it's before Geirus.
So this question is on Rashi?
Yes, this is Tosfos' second question on Rashi.
He says that the first Bia is only after it was Megara, so therefore they would be siblings?
The first Bia is only after Geirus, according to Rashi, so they're siblings. So what's Pshat in the Gemara and Sanhedrin? Which Rashi himself reads the Gemara and Sanhedrin. We'll see that in a second. But Tosfos themselves answer for Rashi that really Tamar's father was not David. Really, Ma'acha was pregnant from before the Milchama, and her father is not David. So therefore, really Tamar's mother was a Goya at that time, and Tamar is a Goya, so they're not Achim. However, this answer for Rashi is very difficult within Rashi himself, because we just read Rashi in Sanhedrin that said that Tamar is Achos Avshalom Bas Yifas Torah Haisa Kodem Shenes Gaira Belev Shalei Ma'acha Imo Yolda Lola David. Rashi says Behedje that David was the father, and the birth was after Geirus, not from a previous relationship. So Hachikusha L'Duchta, the question comes back to place. You see very clearly in Rashi that Rashi learns that not like Tosfos is Teretz for Rashi. You see that her father was David. So if there was real Geirus here, what's going on? There was real Geirus. They're Achim. So what's going on? And like I said, Rabbi Yonatan himself holds that Bia Rishona, there's a Heter Bil Milchama. Yeah. Bia Rishona, there's a Heter Bil Milchama. And what's Pshat, but Tosfos has to learn what's Pshat in the Gemara that said, Lo yilchatsena bil Mechama, you can't force the Mechama. Rashi learned it means no Bia. Tosfos learns there is Bia, so what's Lo yilchatsena Mechama? So there's different Pshatim. Some Rishonim say it means that there's no Heter Bia Shnia. Tosfos himself says it means this month process does not begin at Mechama. Lo yilchatsena, don't force a bil Mechama to begin right now. The 30 days begins once the Mechama is over, once you bring her back home. Okay, that's Tosfos. Very nice. Now, and Tosfos ends off with saying, really, is Machlokas in the Yerushalmi about this point? Is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, if the Heter Bia is before Kol HaMa'is Mekulam or only Acher Kol HaMa'is Mekulam? That's Tosfos wrapped up in a package. Okay? But we have two questions on Rashi. Again, what we have so far is Rashi learns that the Heter Bia is only after Kol HaMa'is Mekulam, which Tosfos understands to mean gerus. So Tosfos' first question is, what's pshat the Gemara lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara? L'chora, you're not dealing with the yetzer hara. You have to wait a whole month. Question number two from Tosfos was, what's pshat the Gemara that Tamar is not siblings with Amnon? The Gemara says that. How could it be? If it's achar gerus, the Tamar and Amnon are complete siblings. Those are the two questions we had. Potential answers, maybe yes, maybe no. Another question is, and besides for that question of, yes, what's the chiddush of the parsha, according to Rashi, another question the Rashban Kiddushin asks is whether there's gerus or not, yes, what do you need the chiddush of the, what's the chiddush of the parsha for? There's an iser d'araisa to be boel a goya b'parhesia, ha-boel aramas kanayim pogimbo. That's a din in parhesia. But b'tzina, there's no iser d'araisa. B'tzina, there's no iser d'araisa. So why do you need a heter d'araisa for your fast Torah, is what he asks. Well, so again, according to Tosfos, that the heter bias b'milchama. So that's the heter for that bia b'parhesia. According to Rashi, and the Rambam, I guess, yeah, that the Bia is Bitsina. What's the Chiddush of the Parsha?
If you bring your own everything, everyone knows about it.
I hear.
Would that be considered Parhesia? Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, it doesn't literally mean...
I have no idea. I have no idea. Look into it. It may have something discussed. I don't remember.
Zimri and was all, like, was it, that was considered Parhesia, but wasn't...
I don't know.
Well, maybe it's not considered Parhesia because it's mother. Because, like, the whole point is that you're not allowed to do
it. No, the question is, why do you need the parsha to matir? What are you matiring here? If on the raisa level there's no issue, but it's enough. That's the question. One last question before we get to the approach is... One last question is, this is the Divrei Yechezkel asks it, and the aforementioned Simon Mem Gimel. Why do you need a pasuk of, we said, eshes afilu eshes ish? Correct? Even if the Goya, the Yafas Torah, was married. So if there is Geirus, according to Rashi, the klal is Geirus Neskayer Kekachesh Noladami. Geirus Neskayer, she's a new person, okay? You don't need to be Mafkia her Ishus, okay? You don't need to be Mafkia her Ishus. So if there's Geirus according to Rashi, then Mimela, she's not an Ishus Ish anymore. She's not an Eishes Ish. So what's pshat that you need a chiddush of afilu Eishes Ish? It's pshat that she's no longer considered an Eishes Ish after Geirus. Okay. So those are all the questions. So the obvious answer is there's something going on here according to Rashi, and Medayik before in Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi said that the Geirus is a kodesh neskayer b'leiv shalem, that the first part of Yafas Toar is that she there's a Geirus Bal Korcha. Before she was a Skyar B'Leif Shalom is when David was Bala.
So like some Geirus happened though?
Some Geirus happened. Okay. Ramban says Matbila Nosa Bal Korcha. There's a forced tefillah. I don't...
But you can just call it Bessa, doesn't make a difference.
What? Make it Chatzitza?
Yeah. Oh no, because
I don't know. And I don't know if Rashi also means that the Geirus Bal Korcha is with tefillah. I don't know if it's the same Geirus in the Torah in general or what. But it's the Geirus Bal Korcha. And it's Medik also in the next Rashi of Mihav Yesharele El Shmamino Adayin Lones Geirus Imo, that Tamar still had a din of a goy or not siblings Le'inyan Amno because Adayin Lones Geirus Imo. What does it mean Lones Geirus Imo? We just said a second ago that she was Neskaira. Rashi means Lones Geirus B'Leiv Shalem. There's two Geirus, and the Ramban speaks this out, and the Adam Milon brings the Torah that speaks this out, that there's the Geirus Bal Korcha, and that is going to help for Bia Rishona. And in order for her and her kids to be complete Jews, there needs to be a Geirus B'Leiv Shalem, which happens later on. When does that happen? That's going to be for Bia Shnia. Okay? And that's why I quoted the Gemara of Kohen Mahu Be'eshes Yafas Toar, that by Biyashnia the Gemara says the Kohen is usher to her because she's a Gioris. So she's a Gioris by Biyashnia, and that's a Gioris Shlema. But by Bi'ur Rishonim, there's this concept of lo nisgayru b'lev shalem. Okay. And there's another diuk in Rashi like this. Also, go back to Rashi in Kiddushin. A very interesting Rashi. The second line, the Gemara darshan from v'lakach l'bo likuchin yesh l'choba, that there's likuchin to this Eishes Yifas Torah, there's Kiddushin. Rashi says, Kiddushin tofsin. There is Tfisas Kiddushin for this Eishes Yifas Torah, which would make sense if there was, like, you know, Rashi says, there's a Gerush, he's a Jew, but that's not what Rashi says now. Different verses, Shehi Avos Kochavim, that's probably more appropriate, that she is the Goya. And how do we know that she is? Shehare Enemes Geirus Midaita. She's not doing Geirus Midaita. She's not doing Geirus Shlema. Again, Meduik, but there is some Geirus. That Geirus is a Geirus Bal Korcha. And that's what allows this Likuchen, which really means allows Bi'ur Rishona. And this Bi'ur Rishona also leads to a level of Ishus, Likuchen Yesh L'chaba. So we now understand that there is a Geirus Bal Korcha, which allows some level of Bi'ur, some level of, I mean, at least Bi'ur Rishona. And it allows some sort of Tfisas Kiddushin. So what you'd want to say for Rashi is that, yes, Tosus' Diuk and Rashi was correct, that the Heter Bi'ur Rishon is only Acher Kol HaMaisim Kulam, it's only after the month. Okay? Now, but, and Tosus had a bunch of kashas. If that's Gerish Shlema, we ask kashas. If she's a real Gioris, you run into a lot of issues. David, Tamar and Amnon. And what's the chiddush of the parsha? She's a pasha giores, but no, there's geres bal korcha, but she still is a goya. Tosas Harosh, other Rishonim also, but I printed Tosas Harosh says this mefurish. Look at Tosas Harosh in Sanhedrin. This is a fascinating thing here. I underlined it on Chafalaf on Daf Chafalaf Sanhedrin Venira. The lekach pirish Rashi. This is why Rashi explained. It's coming to answer Tosas Kasha. Pirish Rashi bekan. Even though there's a heter bia after kol ha'maisim, after the month, lav giyores havi, she's still not giyores. Like Rashi says here in Sanhedrin, she still is considered a goya, like her mother. The mother's a goya, and so the kids. So there's no korvas av. So the kid is not. Miyuchas after the father. We'll see about the kid's status in a second. And listen to this. He brings an unbelievable Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara lists there are certain things which the Torah Asr and the Torah Matir, which are like twins to each other. Asrlon Goya, the Torah Asr to be with a Goya. Sharalon, what's the opposite of that? Sharalon Yafas Toar. So the Chashiva Kagoya, and the Yifas Torah is considered like a Goya, cave in the Balkorcha in the Skyra, because the Geiris Balkorcha did not take her out of her status of Goya. It did something, obviously. It gave a Heter Bia, and there's some level of Kiddushin, but she still is a Goya. And that Gemara reads beautifully now. Asalon Goya, Sharalon Yifas Torah. The opposite of an Isser Goya is you find one time in the Torah where there's a Heter to be with a Goya. That's Yifas Torah. That works beautifully if she is considered a Goya. Masha Enkein, according to the way that Tosus and Rabbi Shlomo were learning Rashi, that she's a Gioris. The Gioris Balkorcha works to be a Gioris Shlema. That's, you're comparing apples and oranges by saying the Torah Asher Goya, the Torah, and then Torah Matir, the Gioris. That's nothing to do with it, anything. Here, the Gemara is calling it Fas Torah. Lahore, it's a great deal. The Gemara is calling her a Goya. So that's, again, a support for this concept, that you have this concept that she's really a Goya. And yet, at the same time, there's a level of Heter here. Okay. Right. And again, because the other way you could have learned was this Geiris Bal, the Chiddush of the Parsha is, like you were saying before, that Geiris, that there's, to allow you to do Geiris Bal Korcha. But now what would that lead to? If the Chiddush is like, that Geiris Bal Korcha makes her into a Gioris, you still have all the problems before, like Amnon and Tamar. They're still going to be brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And also, this Rashi in Kiddushin says Behedja, that she still is a Goya. The appropriate gear says Shehi Avos Kochavim. She's still a Goya. And again, I'm not going to read the Ramban inside. It's very extensive, but the Ramban speaks this out. Ramban says there's a Heter Bia. The Ramban says the Haisa L'chol Isha is More, that she is Ishto Gemur. She's your complete wife. The Ramban says if she's Mizana Tachtov, she's Mizana Tachas, the man who finds her in the war, then she's like an Eishes Ish. She gets killed by Chenek. Okay? There's a real Tfisas Kiddushin here. And he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, Lekuch and Yesh Lechabo. And then he says, but she doesn't need a get. Okay? Because the, as the psukim go on, Shalchel Anafsha, she can go on her way. Okay? The Torah made her into an Eshes Ishter, Ramban says, when he's with her, and when he decides he doesn't like her anymore, leave.
Isn't okay. that the way the Gayim, that is the way...
Exactly. So Derbi Yecheskel says this is exactly like a Kiddushei Akum, where there's no get, and you just say goodbye. It's Bedibor.
There's no Kitsu also?
No. But, is that, yeah. So now, so let's try to understand what we have so far. So, she still is a Goya. There's no Gerus Shlema now. And she doesn't need a get. Just there's the Chiddush of the Pasuk, that there's a Heter Biyah. She's Din of Eshes Ish. Okay. We know also, the Ramban says, that the Vlad's not a Mamzer. Okay, Tamar's not a Mamzer. And he Fastor, because Mamzeris is telling Tfisas Kiddushin. There is Tfisas Kiddushin here, like the Gemara says, but at the same time, David is not her father, like Rashi said here. It's a fascinating thing. They have this fine marriage, but since her mother is still a Goya, so basically her mother is Jewish, quote unquote, Le'inyan, that there's Tfisas Kiddushin to the husband, and the Vlad won't be a Mamzer. And if she's Mizana, there's Eshes Ish. The Torah made her into a Jew Le'inyan Kiddushin, but at the same time, for everything else, she's a Goya, as far as the get is concerned, and as far as the impact on the child. Because if you have a mother who's a Goya, then the kid will also be a Goya, even though the Kiddushin is fine and she's not a Mamzer. That's what's coming out from here, and that's a fascinating thing. So now, there's a chiddush. This answers the question. We asked, what's the chiddush of the Torah when it says, Eishes afilu Eishes ish? We said, if there's geirus, then that previous kiddushin goes away. No. If she still is a goya, then her original kiddushin to whomever she was married to, this Eishes afilu Eishes ish, if she was married to a goy, that doesn't go away because she wasn't Miskayer. So now she basically has two kiddushins going on at one time. She has this new kiddushin with the Jew, and she has this old kiddushin going on. So even though she still isn't Eishes Ish, since because there's not Gerus Gemura yet. So that's an unbelievable chiddush. Now it gives a whole new world, whole new understanding to Eishes Hafilu Eishes Ish. She's got two marriages going on at the same time. It's incredible. And like I said before, this is all regarding Biyah Rishon. Because for Biyah Shnia, if he wants that heter, she's going to be usher to him. Rishonim say a svara that the whole thing of lo dibra Torah like neged Yetzirah, that we're addressing the Yetzirah, is only for Biyah Rishona. Once niskara daita, once he cools off, so to speak, the Yetzirah is not as strong, and she's usher to him until she does a Gerus Shlema. Okay. And it's interesting to try to understand how that would impact the first Ishus. Because she's, before the Biyah Shnia, she's in this quasi Ishus, correct? She's in this Ishus Le'inyan that if she's Mizana, she's Bechenek. And she's in this Ishus that that the kids won't be Mamzerim. But now, for the Heter Biyah Shnia, she needs to do Geirus Gemura. So one second. So do we say that like the first Ishus just went away on its own? I mean, because we said before, the get, you don't need an official get. You just need to send her on her way. Maybe the way you're sending her on her way is by her doing Geirus. You know, in this process, how do you get rid of this first chiddush or this quasi-ishus? L'chora just goes away on its own when she goes through ahead with the process. And again, the reason we know this, by the way, is because the Gemara is clear that the heter of L'dibra Torah Elkan Neged Yitzhahara is for Biyah Rishona. For Biyah Shnia, there's no heter. So if this whole concept, again, that she could be a Goya is only for Biyah Rishona, okay? But, and like I said before, the Gemara assumes that a Kohen is usher to to the Yifas Torah for Biashnia. Again, it's a sugya. You see the sugya, but he's usher to the Yifas Torah for Biashnia because she's a Gioris. With our new understanding that the Geiris Bal Korcha that she did was not a complete Geiris. It really, it keeps her as a Goya, and it only helped Le'inyan this quasi Ishas. So then, what do you mean? What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that it's a Kohen being with a Gioris, a real Gioris? You see from this that for Biashnia, I mean, this is Pashtub, I'm just showing it a little bit clearer. You see from this that for Biashnia, her status needs to be a Gioris. And according to what we just spoke out in Rashi, she doesn't have the title of a Gioris, that kind of Gioris, which is also to a Kohen, a real Gioris, until she did Geiris Gemura. So this whole discussion, this whole quasi-ishus that we're describing here, is as far as Biashnia is concerned. For a Heter Biashnia, she needs to do Geiris Gemura. Yes.
Just to repeat, the child of the first Bia, that would be a guy?
Correct.
Okay. Because again, that's what we had with Dabe.
With Amnon and Tamar. If I'm not mistaken. Meaning there's no Mamzeris, but like Rashi said, there's no Korvas Av. There's no Korvas Av when it comes. You go, Bundim are like her. So if the mother is still a Goya.
Guy, she's a guy. Because right. Otherwise I'm saying
so
within
then
that you would say she would be
Tamar. She's a guy.
Because you,
Sina.
One second.
She's either a guy or related to.
No. What I meant is also what I was trying to bring out. No, wouldn't the child be also this quasi thing forever? I don't know.
No,
saying like the mother.
The child's not a mamzer. I'm not sure. I think the kid is a Goya. Maybe I'm mistaken about this part. But
it seems to be that she's either a Goya or a Korvas Av.
Right, so Lahore, she's a Goya, but you're right. I mean, how could Amnon be with her? Even though. Okay, I don't know. I don't know about that. I have to think about that one.
She could be miscarried after the bash, no?
Right, but in the story, do we know if anything happened?
This adding in something, right?
Siblings. Maybe she is a Jewish. I'm not sure. The point is,
she's
not.
Well,
he's not. Wait, one second. Let me see. Could be Debbie Yechezkel addresses this. One second.
Right. That's the whole point.
So obviously she is Miscarriage.
Obviously.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. She needs to be Miscarriage.
I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that. Now, okay. And the Adni Miluim has a very interesting way, according to this, reading Rashi Al Torah.
Also,
yeah.
If she was Miscara, in fact, then there would be no problem with Amnon because she doesn't have any relatives.
Correct.
So then we can't say that she was Miscara after the fact.
Why can't we say that?
Because
we're saying
that
there's a head there.
Amnon was doing something wrong.
We're not focusing on that. The Gemara assumes that he wasn't over Arias.
So that could be.
It could be she was a Goya. Maybe he only was Makbid on Achim. I don't know. The Gemara is a little
bit. That it wasn't bad enough to marry like Achim, so why would he do?
Right. But at the same time, he also was Ma'anis her. I don't know what the Gedarma are.
Can we answer what that means? That when we say he was Ma'anis her, isn't there like the whole thing about that? That he wasn't really Ma'anis her, that. No?
Not familiar.
Oh, okay.
Not familiar.
All these stories in Tanakh.
Yeah. So we read the Rashi. Okay. So some of this stuff we'll have to figure out later. But for the meantime, we read the Rashi about the Smichas HaParshias in the beginning, that Lo Dibra Ela Kenegad Yetzer Hara, but if you do marry her, you're going to end up hating her, and you'll have Ben Sar Mora. So the Adam Miluim says a very interesting deal here. Adam Miluim says, again, so for Ben Sar Mora, it's mevur in the parsha that the kid is a product of both the father and the mother. So after everything we just finished saying, by a child of Yifas Tor, didn't, if the mother is, by Bia Rishon, if the mother is a Goya, the kid will be a Goy and won't be Mithyachis Acher Ha'av. So how is it Shayach Ben Sora Mora? We just, Rashi says Smichas Parshias, right? That by, through the Yifas Tor, you're gonna have, and you have Shkisen Ishnei Noshim, Velosi and Mishba Bechorah, there'll be a Bechor, and you'll have Ben Sora Mora. It's Mashman that there's a kid from both parents, not like we just finished saying. So Avni Miluim says, Loshna Rashi is, Aval im Nosa, if you marry her, i.e., Gerush Lema, and a real Nisua, not the Katalacha Likuchin that the this quasi Isha that we talked about, but rather maybe you could say it's the second. You could also Medayik, I think maybe, I don't know if the Ramban says this, Menachas Chinuch says this. We pointed out in the beginning, it says two Lishonos and Likuchin the Parsha, right? In the beginning, it says Lakatachal the Isha. In the end, it says, after the month, Vachakain Tavoy Le Uve Alta, Vahaisalachal the Isha. So I think someone reads it like this. So according to Rashi, we said the Heter Bia is Achar Kol HaMaisim Kulam, right? So Vachakain Tavoy Le Uve Alta. So that's when the Bia Rishon happens. Pause. At this point, there now is Geiris Gemura Midaita, even though it's a little bit schwer in the pasuk, of course. V'haisel lechol isha, and now she could be your isha lechol davar. At least that way would explain the double lashon of the pesukim of lekatachol isha and v'haisel lechol isha. There's likuchan yesh lechaba, the quasi ishas for bia rishona, and then v'haisel lechol isha is if you do desire her, and she's misguyer. As the pasuk then contrasts afterwards, v'hayam lo chafas lebavah shelach lanafsha. She's not interested. If you're not interested, she goes on her way. Okay, so it's a little bit strange to read the pasuk, but basically, achakein tavo leil ve'alta. After all these ma'isim, there's that bia. According to Rashi, this is bia rishona because it's achakol ma'isim, and then v'haisel chol isha legamri lechora. You could also read it as it's talking about the isha's rishona, but lechora would be very nice to say that there's two kiddushins here. There's the quasi one for bia rishona, and then there's the bia shnia. Now, the diuk is not so strong in this, even though it's a beautiful pshat in this Rashi, it's not so strong because Rashi also happens to use the lashon of nisuin for bia rishona. Rashi's, as we pointed out before, says, Shem ena kosh baruch hu matira yisa'ena be'isr. If kosh baruch hu doesn't allow you to be with her, you'll marry her, which really means be with her be'isr. So also lashon nisuin, even by bia rishona. But if we say the first one's lav davka, and the second one's davka, then the Avni Miluim's Pshat Rashi is nice. So what seemed to be a beautiful Pshat, you have to be Medayek in the Lashon. But yes, Lechora, he's saying that Im Nasa, only if there's a Geiris Gemura afterwards, then there's the Ben Misyachis Achra. That's his Pshat. Okay, very nice. And you can check out this Avni Miluim. Again, Avni Miluim is in Simen Dalad Os Yud Beis. He quotes a Torah, Al Torah, which is similar to the Ramban. The Torah describes very much of what we're saying. He describes this Geiris Bal Korcha, followed by Geiris Gemura. The Ramban's Mesupik about if this Geiris Bal Korcha, if it has to be this way, what would be if she'd be Geiris Mitchila, Geiris Gemura Mitchila? So the Gemara says, actually, that you don't have to go through this whole process. She's Mutter Miyad and this is regular Geiris. But Ramban has a Suffolk, I guess Al Pashtei Dekra, Ramban has a Suffolk, that it could be that no, we're choshesh that she really doesn't want to do it. She's trying to save herself, and really, she has to go through this process of this Geiris Bal Korcha, etc. About this Geiris Bal Korcha, the Minchas Chinuch points out it's strange. Like, what is this accomplishing? If she still is a goya, and the only thing that is being changed here is that you could have your rishona with her, and there's likuchim leinyan that she's mizana, it's bechenek, and there's no mamzerus. So if that's the chiddush of the parsha, that you could be with her for your rishon, and that creates kedushim, why do you have to do this forced geirus if it doesn't do anything? I don't know where Rashi got it from. I mean, the whole concept of geirus you don't see in the parsha. The closest thing you see is that she has to, according to one pshat in the Gemara, she has to deny the avodah zarah from her house.
You don't force her to do that.
Though. What?
Just
force her to do that. But that's not.
You don't force her to do it. It's just okay. It's a condition for Yerushalayim.
Correct, but even that's not Geiris, and even that's not is not Geiris Gemura. So whatever it is, Rashi.
And it's not even forced or anything. I mean, it can't be forced. That's the only thing it can't force.
Right. And I assume I don't know where, but Rashi must have seen somewhere that there's this implication of Geiris Bal Korcha in the Parsha. And the whole process requires this Geiris Bal Korcha, and that's what allows the Heter Bia Rishona, that's what allows the Tefisas Kiddushin. One second. Right. And again, it's just important. It's an obvious point. But you can't stop Maria Goya. This whole thing is lo de batara la kanegad yetzahara. And that helps her be a Rishona. Once that heter goes away, you need Geiris Kimura. Mitzchaskana speaks it out. That's the whole flow of the parasha. So once we have all this, I think going back to the original question of Tosos. Tosos asked, how does Rashi read the words lo de batara la kanegad yetzahara? If the heter is only after the month, that's not really addressing the Yetzirah so much. Tosfos gave his answer. Other Achronim gave. Rishonim gave other answers. Achronim gave other answers. I want to say Chilish. I didn't see this anywhere. Maybe it's totally off. But maybe there's a whole different kivun in this line of Lo Debatola Kenegad Yetzirah. It's not addressing the way the Rishonim explained it. It's not saying like, okay, so we're addressing the person's needs. Maybe it could be more read as it's an explanation for a heter. It's that which we just came out saying, according to Rashi, that you're basically this unbelievable thing. You know, there's no specific condition for goy in general. There's iser to be with a goy, okay? And yet you find in the parsha you're allowed to be with a goy. That's what the Torah is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. Lo dibra ela kenegad yetzahara. That the Torah knew of what your struggles would be. So therefore, the Torah allowed you, found this heter, to be with a goya. That's lo dibra Torah ela kenegad yetzahara. The Torah itself, it's like lo dibra ela. It's this lashon of like, it's mashma like a harasha. It's like you're only allowed to be because of this, only when this. The Torah addresses this issue that you're also to a goya, but you want to be with a goya. So it's not talking about the person's personal interest right now, later, whatever it is. It's speaking in the more klali stick and oven. That lo dibra Torah ela kenegad yetzahara. The Torah itself addressed the Yetzirah and allowed a heter in general to be with a goya under the appropriate scenarios, even though it may be a month and it may be a struggle for a month, like Tosfos points out. But that's not what the drush is addressing. The drush is addressing that the Torah is matering a goya, basically. Like the Gemara says, goy asri yifas Torah ashari. And again, through this bia, it creates different types of kiddushin. So, do we answer all the questions? We answered, yes, Amnon and Tamar are no longer siblings because she's still Goya. We answered, have you addressed Lo Dibra Torah Kenegad Yetzirah, suggesting a noopsha, and that according to Rashi, that she's still a Goya and the Torah still allowed it. We asked if you're allowed to be with a Goya, so, B'tzina at least according to Rashi, so what's the whole chiddush of the parsha? So the answer now would be, likuchen yesh l'chabo. The Torah is being mechadesh here that through this bia you have kiddushin ad kedei kach that she can't be mezana and the kid's not a mamzer. So the reason you need this heter min ha'raisa, it's not just to be with her, it's saying a lot more now. It's creating tefisas kiddushin and what you... and through Tefisas Kiddushin, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it like this. Through Tefisas Kiddushin, you have a new Isra in the Torah that we didn't address previously, Lotus Chatein Bam. You can't marry a Goya. The Torah is being Mechadesh. There's no Lotus Chatein Bam by Yifas Torah. You can be with the Yifas Torah. And again, we also asked, what's the Chiddush of Eishes Yifas Torah? She's married to the to a previous Goya. Now through Geras, that Eishes goes away. No. She's still a Goya. That Kiddushin still exists. And she has a new kiddushin, unbelievable thing.
Only for the first bia.
And then Geiris Gemura, and then she's free legamri. So, I just, maybe this, again, a lot of this is in the Ramban, much of this in Divrei Yecheskel. I think the only thing he really added was maybe a pshat, lo dibra Torah kenegad yetzahara. But it's fascinating because you read through the psukim, and it's still vague. We don't know how to read which lekachta l'chal isha, v'aisa l'chal isha, what bia is referring to what, l'chor, everything, sami machal, because Rashi Tosfos how to read each word. We don't have clarity on that necessarily. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he addresses how to read each word to a certain degree. Minchas Chinuch Tav Kuf Lamed Beis, but it's a fascinating concept here by Yifas Tovar that she, according to Rashi, at the very least, she is a Jew le'inyan the kiddushin. She can't be mezana. The kids are not mamzerim. There's a heter bia, but for everything else, she still is a goya. She doesn't need a get like the goyim. And the kids are misyachis achareha. And she could eat the chazir, whatever. She's a goya. This, you know, the closest thing I could think of is you know, someone who's mal v'lo tavo, process of geirus, mila v'lo tefilo. So this is a famous question in the Achronim. A goy can't keep Shabbos, a Jew could keep Shabbos. This person who's in the middle stages of geirus, should he keep Shabbos or not?
Okay. What about,
maybe yes, maybe no.
I bet
no. Right, also in the middle stages. So this, if asked Torah, some things yes, some things no. It's and like the Torah is being mechayish so much over here that at least at the Biyah Rishona stage, that there's a hetzer to be, have kiddushin with a goya, but yet it has only affect certain things. Fine. So just to be Messiah, so everyone likes to talk about lo dibra Torah like a negative Yetzirah. The Torah, you know, the Torah is aware, is cognizant of the Yetzirah, and the Torah addresses it. People speak about that very much. The important thing to point out is it's only Biyah Rishona. There's not a blanket hetzer there. Very much, usually, the Atzas Yetzirah is someone says, everyone says, I can't do it. You know, it's beyond me, and it becomes, everything becomes a blanket hetzer. It's not true. Lo dibra Torah k'neged Yetzirah is in the moment, it's in the moment, it's for what is being addressed. It's for what is being addressed. So that's Biyah Rishona. And the pasuk is mamshech that va'aves al toch beisecha, you bring her into your house. Maybe derech trush. If something is difficult to be addressed, you do it mokum tzanua, like the Rambam says. You know that the bia is not b'mechametz, but it's b'tznias. The Gemara says in Chagiga Mo'ikot and Kiddushin, the same Gemara says if someone is struggling with something, it says yelch mokum shem makirma, so you go to a place where they don't recognize him. Yel b'shchorin, wear black clothes, and you do everything
that
but
doesn't make it mutter, right?
Doesn't make it mutter. Does not make it mutter.
Isn't there a concept of that it's even worse? Because then you're like saying, okay, I fear people more than I fear God.
That concept exists as well. I had to work it all out in Hanami. But one thing which is certainly true is somebody who can't handle themselves shouldn't just go b'parhesia and be like, everything is fine. So there's a few concepts here. Number one, be b'tzina and not b'parhesia if you need to address something. And number two, it's only mutter in as much as you need to address it. Once you're out of that mode of that movement, Yetzirah is going to be like the Gemara says, "Hutras lakaletach nasal kayatera." That's mamash. You see this here again. Birishona yes, birishniya no, and bitsina yes, parhesia no. Ichita kafisha hu. But this is certainly much of the definition of the machama with the Yetzer is that he tries to take it beyond that which the Torah addresses it to be done. All right.
Shabbos.